Okay, here we go. Five short ideas. Parsha Shemos, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Shavivim, a learning, Shabbos Hafushim, Habrach Tzivim, Rivka Bat, Yil B'Soch Shachar Yisrael, Tavad Henech Mordechai B'Fedet Simcha, B'Soch Shachar Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from Rav Yerucham Novavitz and Das Torah. The Pasuk says in Aleph Tazvav, Vayomer Melech Mitzvah L'Meladis Arius HaShem Shem Shem Ha'achas Shifra, Shem HaShenis Pua. King Paro called for the Hebrew midwives Shifra and Pua, and Rashi says that Shifra was a second name for Yocheved, Moshe's mother. And why should we call it Shifra? Because she did things for the betterment of the babies in her care. And Pua was Miriam's sister. Pua was Moshe's sister. Was Miriam because she's to poo-poo and she's giving comforting sounds to the babies. That's Rabbi Yerucham. You know from the Arizal tells us that a person's name is their essence. If you look at the word neshama, neshama is the soul. The middle two letters of shame. Because a person's name, you could tell their essence, says of Yerucham, Yocheved and Miriam weren't just called Shifra and Pua because they were their jobs. That's obviously something that they did. But their essence, what they did, who they stood for, what they was to be able to give. And not only just to give, was to be able to give to others. Yocheved and Miriam had a special place in the Torah because of their compassion for babies. Because their patience for babies. For their love for babies. Because babies could be very hard. But at the end of the day, Shifra and Pua, Miriam and Yocheved, they're not called Miriam and Yocheved. They're called Shifra and Pua. Because they're at their core, at their essence, it was compassion, it was chesed, dafka for the young children. Which reminds me of a Chavetz Chaim. I saw Chavetz Chaim later on in the Parsha. It says, Vayakab Moshe Vayoshion in Perek Bez Yed Zayin. So we know that Moshe Binu, he sees Tzipor being bothered by the shepherds and he steps up. He steps up to be able to help Tzipor, Tzipor goes home. And at the end of the day, she ends up marrying him, and she ends up saving Moshe's life on their way back to Mitzrayim when Moshe didn't perform the bris milah for his children. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we see anytime you do something good for someone else, it always comes back to help you. Anytime you do something good, Mida Kenegan, Mida Kadosh Baruch Hu, make sure to help you. The Maaseh Rav Yerucham says the Yocheved and Shifra, their essence was to help others. But when you help others, it also is helping yourselves, as says the Chavetz Chaim. A beautiful idea from Yerucham and the Chavetz Chaim. Moving on to idea number two. So if you look in Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, it says, V'teitetza v'achostem yerochok, l'dea ma'ya esalo. The Pashup shot is that his sister stood on the side of the river to see what was going to be. Says Rav Moshe El Yakim Bria Mikuznitz, the Bear Moshe, the Rav Moshe of Kuznitz, Vateta Tzav, and she stood is also a lashon of tefillah. He says Vateta Tzav, when a person stands in front of the Rabbonu Shlom when he davens, he should feel like Merachok, you feel like you're far. And then when you feel like you're Rachok, then you'll be able to tap into davening. And feel like, oh, you're already there, you're davening this and that. It's not gonna work. You have to put your whole emphasis. Feel like you're far, and then you mamish put in all your gear. Which reminded me of a kutzker from last week in Parshas Vayechi. The pasuk says, "I need nisati l'chak shchem echad alachacha asher lekachim yada amori bicharvi uvakashti." Says the uncle of bicharvi uvakashti, right? B'salusu v'avuusi. What does it mean? A Jew doesn't fight with their sword. A Jew fights with their bow. They fight with their davening. Says the Kutzker, why is our davening compared to a bow? Why is davening compared to a bow? Says the Kutzker. Anytime you play bow and arrow, sometimes the bow has to go a little further. So what happens? You have to put a little more strength. You have to put a little more power when you turn it back. When you turn it back, you have to be able to go a little farther. So too, when a Jew davens, he has to be able to hit that place. But Omek HaLev, who pull Yoyser, Malkum Gavah Yoyser, the more you push back in your heart, the more you push yourself to be sincere and genuine when you're davening, then that'll have the effect, just like by the bow. The more you push back, the further it'll go. The more you get sincere, you realize that you want to hit a certain place when you daven. That'll help a person's tefillah be able to be so much more genuine and real. And that's the whole word from the Rav Moshe of Kuznitz. But take yourself when you realize that you're rachok, you put all your powers into it. But when you feel like you're there, you're not going to put anything in. And that's the whole word for the Kutzker by Keshes. Just like you put the bow further back, the further it'll go, so too in a person's heart. Beautiful idea from Rav Moshe of Kuznitz and the Kutzker. Move on to idea number three. The idea number three comes to us from the Chavetz Chaim, the second Chavetz Chaim of the day. It says, "Hamakom asher ata oimid omer alav admas kodeshu." Parag Gimel Pasuk Hey. Right, Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take off his shoes because the place where you're standing is holy ground. You know that was Har Sinai. Says the Chafetz Chaim, what's going on over here? So he says, at the end of the day, a person has to realize that wherever a Jew is, a Jew could always serve the Rabbono Shalom. It's always Admas Kodesh. Don't think that whenever you're learning, that's when you're serving the Rabbono Shalom. No. Ki amalkum asher ata omer alav. Hainu ba'osa matzah ba'osa shah kodeshu. The asher shavatzah Hashem hutaka ba'avodim yalsa shah asatatchuka. Put Jew has to realize that you could serve the Rabbono Shalom wherever you go in your life. And especially in those times where it's hard, where it might not look ideal, it's Admas Kodesh. Admas Kodesh means that when a Jew davens, when a Jew learns, and sometimes when it's hard, and he pushes through. And when you work, when you're going on the bus, this is Admas Kodesh. You're serving the Rabbono Shalom every single minute. It's not just when you're davening, when you're learning. It's every single time a Jew will be able to serve the Rabbono Shalom. It reminds me of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Laman Aleph, that a person... How does this person serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu 24/7? When they constantly have achila, shesia, yeshiva, halicha, everything's with yudhe. They have all the physical things they do in their life. They realize it's holy, and that's what Kaddish Baruch Hu is telling Moshe. Amalkam asher atam amayit olav aymas kodeshu. Even when it's looking like it's hard, you're in the middle of this. You know, you're in the middle of the desert looking for your sheep. At the end of the day, Admas Kodesh. Everything you do, especially when it's hard, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's holy work. You're doing the Rabbono Shalom as well. Beautiful idea of the Chafetz Chaim and the Shulchan Aruch. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Meshech Chachma of Meir Simcha Tvinsk. The Pasuk says in Dal Chaf Beis, B'ni B'chor Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls us his B'chor. He says, what's so special about being the firstborn? Says the Meshech Chachma. A beautiful insight. The Maisa, the outstanding feature of a firstborn is that the virtue of his birth bestows fatherhood on the father. It allows the title of father to be given. Similarly, when a Jew represents the Rabbono Shalom, we're causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be recognized because he's our father. The prime cause of all creation, in effect, performing the function of the firstborn. At the end of the day, Meshech Chachma says, why are we calling B'chor? Because when we're the B'chor, we represent the Rabbono Shalom and we give him the status of being a father. Can you show also kiviyachol Hashem Yisparach la'av ha'olam shem yikiru hashkachasav yichudu b'tevel b'pashut? When we serve the when we represent, we're the Bechor, we represent the Rabbono Shalom. We're basically giving fatherhood. We're showing how at the end of the day we represent the Rabbono Shalom. We're bringing more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're bringing more of godliness into the world. At the end of the day, when a person sees a Jew, they say, ah, we know who he is. He's a kind. Mahu rachum afatarachum, like the Rambam says. If that person's kind, he must be a Jew. Because a Jew's essence is a chelak elokam mimal, says the Baal Tanya. We are part of God within us. We're called B'ni B'chor Yisrael because at the end of the day, we represent the Rabbono Shalom. We give fatherhood back to the Father. Beautiful insight of the Meshech Chachma, of the Rambam and the Baal HaTan. Moving on to our last, the fifth and final idea. This idea comes to us from Rav Yitzchak of Vorka. So Chas Yogin Aleinu. So the Pasuk says in Perek Hey, Pasuk Zayin, Paro gets a little more upset and says, no more straw. Also, Sifu and Lasis Tevin. You should no longer give the straw for them to find the bricks. They have to go find their own. Had to go find their own straw. Says Rav Yitzchak Vorka, if you're Paro, wouldn't you want to increase the burden? Just give them the straw and make them do double the quota of bricks. Why not? Why no more straw anymore? Just make them give them the straw. Make them tell do a double number of bricks. Wasn't that compelling to gather straw comparatively light work? Just gather straw. That's a little thing. Make them work harder. Make them work harder. Says Rav Yitzchak Vorka, beautiful insight into psychology. It teaches us. And mental strain and anxiety are much more crushing and exhausting than the most strenuous and oppressive physical toil. When a person has to think now that where is he going to find the straw, and you have that mental confusion and challenge, it's a much, much stronger thing than having a physical challenge. Which reminded me actually of an Or Chaim HaKadosh from next week's Parsha. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells Klal Yisrael that at the end of the day, the Rabbono Shalom is going to bring us back. And Perek Vav Pasuk Tes says they couldn't listen to Moshe. Why? Mikoytze Aruchem Yavodah Kasha. From the shortness of their breath and their hard work. And the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, Mikot Tzeruch means that they were learning Torah. Because if a person learns Torah, then they'll be able to be okay. When a person has that mental capacity of being able to learn Torah, that gives a person strength. But when you don't have that, when you don't have that Torah marcheves, as the Or Chaim says over here, then that's avodah kasha. And the Paro was a genius. He says that it doesn't start with physical anxiety. First, you have to get to the mental anxiety, and then that'll be much more torturous than a double physical. Let's just review these five ideas. The first idea we said was from Rav Yochum Lavavitz, who says that their names weren't just Shifra and Pua. It was the essence. That was their core. Be able to give and nafka, give to the young children, to the babies. Be able to give to others. That's who they were. That's who the essence. That's what the Rizal says. And the Shema's middle letters is Shema. A person's essence of their soul is their name. And the Chavetz Chaim says that when you do good for others, it ultimately helps you as well. As we see by Moshe Rabbeinu helps out Tzipor, and Tzipor ends up saving his life as well. When you do good, good will always come back to be able to help you. At the end of the day, it's a tremendous message about doing good for others. The second idea we said from Rav Moshe, Yochim, Abriya, Kujnas, Rav Moshe, Kujnas, Rav Moshe, but Teta Sav, Achosim, Erachuk. When a Jew davens, Teta Sav, you have to feel like you're Rachuk. You have to feel like you're far, and then you can come close to the Ribono Shel. To feel like you're far, and then you can really reach a deep place in your life. And that's why last week the Kutzker says, "Becharavi v'kashvi." Right? It says the Kutzker, "Keshes." The further you want to go for the arrow, the further you have to pull back. So too in a person's heart, the more you get into your soul, into your heart, the further and more genuine a tefillah will be. Chavetz Chaim said, Admas Kodesh, wherever you go, especially in things where it looks like it's dachuk, it looks like it's hard, it's Admas Kodesh, you're serving the Ribono Shel Olam. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Seminary Shlaman Aleph, wherever you go, to know that you're serving the Ribono Shel Olam, Achila, Shesia, Yeshiva, Halicha, everything's Yurhei, wherever you go, especially in your life, you'll have the Ribono Shel Olam in your mind. The Meshech Chachma says, why we call the firstborn? Because we represent the Ribono Shel Olam. We give fatherhood back to the Ribono Shel Olam. When a person sees, oh, that's a Jew, oh, he's kind, it must be that their God is kind as well. And we represent the Ribono Shel Olam. Not to the Rambam, Baltani, the Chilek HaKal Mimam Mamish. We have the Ribono Shel Olam inside of us. We have to represent the Ribono Shel Olam. And finally, the fifth and final year is a good worker. Why did Paro Dafka take away the straw? Why didn't he make a double amount of quota for the bricks? Because at the end of the day, says Rizavorka, mental anxiety, mental pressure, which so many people nowadays have struggled with so much, is a much, much worse pain and challenge the physical pain. And that's the Orchaim and Kaddish for next week in Parshas Va'ir, Mikol Tzuruch Mevoda Kasha. Mikol Tzuruch, because they weren't learning, they didn't have the Ruch, so that's why Zavoda Kasha was so much hard. Because when a person has the ability to be able to think and to expand and to be able to be just be and not be worried or concerned, that's the ultimate chair. So Shvi Zoche Be'ezel Hashem Yisbarach, to be able to give to others, especially to the young children, to be able to do good for others, to be able to make sure when we dive and we feel like we're getting to a place that we feel like we're far, and then we can manage to get into a real place of genuine, a real place of sincerity, but make sure that wherever we go, especially when things are hard, make sure those things are holy, to be able to make sure we represent the Ribono Shel Olam, and to be able to make sure that our mental and our psychological state is always one of the chavas adas, be able to think, be able to be besimcha, be'ez Hashem, Yashu Koich.